Gopichana Ballabha Giribharat Hari Jaya Gopichana Ballabha Giribharat Hari Yasoda Yasoda Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana Dhamana Sira Bhana Kami Dhamana Sira Bhana Kami Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Gopi Jana Bhava Guru Bhava Dhari Sora Nandana Bhaja Jana Rangama Dasora Nandana Bhaja Jana Rangama Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina Shama Kanvara Kan Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki New Ramamurti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki All glories to some devotees, glory some devotee, glory Shri Guru Vrindavananda Jal Premanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shrimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 10, Verse 9 Ekam Ekatara Bhave Yada Nopa Palabhamahe Trittayam Tatra Yoveda Saatma Svashrayashraya Ekam Ekatara Bhave Yadano Palabhamahe Mm, Chittayam tatra yo veda. Sa atma svashaya shaya. Ekam ekatara bhave. Yadana palabhamahe. Chittayam tatra yo veda. Sa atma svashaya shaya. Ekameka tara bhave. Nayam tat yogide. Ekameka tara bhave. Ekamekatara bhave. Abhave, in the absence of, yada, because, na, does not, upalabhamahe, perceptible, trutayam, in three stages, tatra, there, ya, the one, veda, who knows, sa, he, atma, the super soul, swa, om, ashraya, shelter, ashraya, of the shelter. Translation. All three of the above mentioned stages of different living entities are interdependent. In the absence of one, another is not understood, but the Supreme Being who sees every one of them as the shelter of the shelter is independent of all, therefore he is the supreme shelter. Okay, purport. There are innumerable living entities, one dependent on the other in the relationship of the controlled and controller. But without the medium of perception, no one can know or understand who is the controlled and who is the controller. For example, the sun controls the power of our vision. We can see the sun because the sun has its body, and the sunlight is useful only because we have eyes. Without our having eyes, sunlight is useless, and without sunlight, the eyes are useless. Thus, they are interdependent, and none of them is independent. Therefore, the natural question arises concerning who made them interdependent. The one who has made such relationship of interdependence must be ultimately completely independent. As stated in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, the ultimate source of all interdependent objective is this complete independent subject. This Ultimate source of all interdependence is the Supreme Truth or Paramatma, the Super Soul who is not dependent on anything else. He is Sarva Shraya Shraya. He is only dependent on himself, and thus he is the supreme shelter of everything. Although Paramatma and Brahman are subordinate to Bhagavan, because Bhagavan is Purushottama, or the super person, he is the source of the super soul also. In Bhagavad Gita 15:18, Lord Krishna says he is Purushottama and the source of everything. Thus it is concluded that Sri Krishna is the ultimate source and shelter of all entities, including the super soul and Supreme Brahman. Even accepting that there is no difference between the super soul and the individual soul, the individual soul is dependent on the super soul for being liberated from the illusion of material energy. The individual is under the clutches of illusory energy. Therefore, although qualitatively one with the super soul, he is under the illusion of identifying himself with matter. And to get out of this illusory conception of factual life, the individual soul has to depend on the super soul to be recognized as one with him. In that sense, also, the super soul is the supreme shelter, and there's no doubt about it. The individual living entity, the jiva, is always dependent on the super soul, Paramatma, because the individual soul forgets his spiritual identity, whereas the super soul, Paramatma, does not forget his transcendental position. In Bhagavad Gita, these separate positions of the jiva, atma, and Paramatma are specifically mentioned. In the fourth chapter, Arjuna, the jiva soul, is represented as forgetful of his many, many previous births, but the Lord, super soul, is not forgetful. The Lord even remembers when he taught the Bhagavad Gita to the sun gods billions of years before. The Lord can remember such millions and billions of years as stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:26. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabutani mam tu veda nakasyana. The Lord in his eternal blissful body of knowledge is fully aware of all that happened in the past, that which is going on at present, and also what will happen in the future. But in spite of his being the shelter of both Paramatma and Brahman, persons with a poor fund of knowledge are unable to understand him as he is. The propaganda of the identity of cosmic consciousness with the consciousness of the individual living entities is completely misleading, because even such a person or individual soul as Arjuna could not remember his past deeds, although he is always with the Lord. What can a tiny ordinary man falsely claiming to be one with the cosmic consciousness know about his past, present, and future? Omagana Tamarandashavakaya Sakshunam Tum Jani Tasman Vandeham Shigaro Hyatabatakamalam Shigarumbaishtavam Sha Shirupam Sagutam Zaganavaganastam Tam Tam Sidivam Sattvaitam Sabadutam Bari Janasahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vidam Sahagana Lavita Shiva Sagamitam Sha Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ekam ekatara bhave yada no pala bahmahe. Kityam tattano yoveda sa atma svashraya shraya. All three of the above mentioned stages of different living entities are interdependent. In the absence of one, another is not understood. But the Supreme Being, who sees every one of them as the shelter of the shelter, is independent of all, and therefore he is the supreme shelter.
Can you read that translation by read it slow?
No, read this up here. It's very different.
Oh,
different. If you read it slowly, then we can
compare. I'll read it up there.
No, no, no. From Balikasya. We want to hear your slowly compare.
So much different? Okay.
But
Supreme Being, as the shelter of the shelter, sees every one of them and is independent of all. Therefore, he is the supreme shelter. What's different? Let me see. There's no supreme being, right? No, there's supreme being. All three of the above mentioned stages. What's the first line? All three of the above mentioned stages, is that there?
Yeah.
And are interdependent.
But the supreme being, that's
in the absence of one of them. Okay. But the Supreme Being who sees every one of them as the shelter of the shelter. But the Supreme Being as the shelter of the shelter sees every one of them. The grammar's just tweaked around. I think it's more understandable there. So, God bless Dravida.
Editor.
Huh?
We could say boldly editor.
What's that?
Those who are editor, thanks to them.
The same guys who...
Yes,
all of one. It's all of one. Okay. See what I can say anything. My throat is getting bad. You put water in it? All right, so... this is referencing the last verse, Adi Daivik, Adhyatmik, and Adi Bhautik. And that was all explained by Prang Govinda yesterday. So, therefore, we'll just try to concentrate on here. Basically, so Krishna's overseeing, he's the Sva Shraya Shraya, a shelter of all shelters. And Prabhupada talks about the sun. Hare Krishna. So, the idea here is that the shelter of all shelters. And Krishna is the shelter of all these things. They're interdependent. And he's referencing the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Ashraya. Aishray loy bhaje Krishna tare nahi tyaje. Those who take shelter of the supreme shelter, then Krishna doesn't neglect them. This is a statement by Narottam Das, song. Prabhupada would quote this several times. Sarva Shraya Shraya. Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Krishna's Sarva Shraya. Statement by Kaviraj Goswami. He is Krishna and he is the shelter of all other shelters. Sometimes the devotee is the Ashraya and Krishna is called the Bishaya. Because the devotee is the shelter of devotion. And the Krishna is the object. Radharani is the ultimate ashraya of bhakti. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, beginning in especially the fourth chapter, Adideva. All these delicate intricacies of bhakti. But now these 10 different subjects. Of course, if you are very new to this philosophy, then this is like can be confusing. But just recently, in the last few verses, first few verses, the 10 subject matters are being enumerated. So the ashraya is the main thing. All the others are just, they're there, very important, but they have subordinate to the ashraya, that's Krishna. Yad pada ashraya biryata, somebody who takes shelter, Shri Chaitanya Prabhu Mbande, Yad Padashraya Biryata, Kaviraj Goswami describes in a very, so many poetic ways. This fan can go on? It's really hot. Anyone likes fans on? It's like 80 degrees out. Yeah. It's not on, so it could go, at least mine can go on. Other people might be cold, I don't know. I have no voice. No, the fan won't hurt me. I'll probably pass out from the heat first before I die choking. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying in Majalila, Sri Chaitanya is the, his Yad Padashraya Biryata, his lotus feet are the most powerful shelter. When we think of Krishna, we have to think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Na Chaitanya Krishna Jagati Paratattam Paramiha. Because in Kali Yuga, we don't have shelter. Puri would like this verse. Samsara Sindhu Tarane Hridayam Yidhi. No, I'm thinking the other one. Nirashrayasya. Nigaditasya Nirashrayasya. Samsara duga jalado patitasya kama krodari nakamakarai kavali kutasya. Huh?
Durvasana
nigaditasya. Nirashrayasya. Chaitanya chandra mamadehi padava lambam. So, huh? How many people know that verse? Yeah, so those kids can be quiet. Anyway, so that's a nice verse by our Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's describing there also that himself, meaning us, like we're such tiny persons and we have such bad association. In the days of 500 years ago, yeah, there was also bad, but Kali Yuga is increasing day by day. Therefore, we have to take shelter more and more of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namashraya. Mahaprabhu is given the name, holy name, right? That's the main thing. So therefore, Prabhupada would quote many times. Namashraya kori jatane kumi taka apana kaje. Wherever you are, never mind, he said, if you're a householder or if you're whatever you are, wherever. Stane shtita shudigatantanavan. Your body, mind, and words, especially with our mind, our words, our hearing. It's described here about the senses and our relationship, interdependence. So we're so dependent. Nama Shraya. Depending on the holy name. The greater devotees, they depend on the holy name. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Jivana Anicca, Janahasar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you're going to all your school, colleges, Aishwarya, what is this? The Maya Vaibhav, opulence of Maya. Everyone's attracted. Let me do this, let me do that. Let me learn this, let me learn that. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let me just sum this up for you. Nobody's more learned than Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anyone has any competition? No, I don't think so. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the greatest, most learned person, you read his autobiography. He writes his autobiography in one letter, it's 180 pages, or 150 pages. And in that, he remembered, somehow he remembered the exact dates. One of his sons said, oh, please, Pita, you're right, you know, we don't know everything that happened, please tell us. So he wrote one letter, so I look at the Jivani, my life, writing my life, and he remembered exact dates, what he ate, who he met. So, I mean, nobody can compete with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So when he tells us, I will give you the essence of knowledge, that Jivana, this life is temporary, Jivana Anicca Janahasa, Nanavida, what is it? Huh? Viparabha. There's so many miseries in it, that's all. Your business is not to get involved in all the complications. Anartha, anartha pashaman sakshad. Bhagavatam is meant to extinguish our attachment to so many things, not increase our attachment. Even I hear the other day some people, even after 50 years, they're reading the fifth canto or something, and they say, well, why does it say that? I mean, why is Judd Bharat so heavy? Why is, I can't understand that. It seems funny. What do you mean you can't understand? This Bhagavatam is meant for cutting your attachment. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying like this, therefore, everything's temporary. Namashraya, you take your ultimate shelter there. So when it says shelter, and he's seeing, and this is gyan, this is knowledge, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Sangranat Akarad Vratad. Sanmani. You want to collect knowledge? He said, we're giving the jewels of knowledge. Actually, Kaviraj Goswami says that, Prabhupada Saraswati says that Mahaprabhu is throwing out the jewels. He's standing in the ocean of prema. And even if we don't want to take shelter in that ocean of prema, we're still swimming in Mahanartha Sagaram, means the ocean of unwanted desires. He's in the ocean. He is the tree, the ocean. He's splashing out all these nine jewels. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasev. All these are the jewels in this ocean. Sometimes people go down into the ocean to look for pearls. And I don't know about jewels, but definitely pearls. But so they're saying, if you want to collect those jewels, you can do that by taking shelter. Yat padashaya viryata, Virya means the power, virya, of what? Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So this ashraya is mentioned in the very beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, also about, especially about Nityai, Nityananda. It says, what does it say? Maya Bharta Janda Sangha Ashrayam. All the universes have taken shelter of Mahavishnu, who is a plenary portion of Nitya Nityananda. He's glorifying Nityananda so much. So if we hear the pastime of Nityananda doing so many amazing things, like, you know, going naked and whatever he's doing, acting like a little boy and rolling, but he can do it. He's swimming in the Ganga. Everyone's saying, ah, no, what are you doing? Nitya is swimming with the crocodiles in the Ganga, or he's milking somebody's cow, and, or teasing some kids, or he's teasing Jagai Madai. Tarashaki. So anyway, so he's the shelter, and it's also mentioned here, he's the seer. As it says here, the Supreme Being who sees every one of them. Sarvashakti. Shrinot Achakshu. What does it say? He can hear without having a material ear. Sarvata Pani. What does it say? He grabs everything. Grihita. He doesn't have Apani Padam. Javano Grihita. These are Upanishads. Although he doesn't have hands, he has all hands. Sarvata panipadam tat, sarvatokshi shiromukam, sarvata shrutima loke. His ears are everywhere. We have our tiny ears. Prabhupada said, be sure, whatever you're hearing, Krishna heard it first, before you. Whatever you're seeing, you should think, Krishna is seeing through my eyes, and he is already so sealed. He, adibhautik, adidaivik, adhyatmik, all three, that's Krishna, and he's overseeing. Upadrashta. You study, you want to learn about Super Soul, how Krishna's seeing, how he's controlling it, very easy. You just read 13th chapter, Prabhupada's referencing here, 15:18. Who can say that verse offhand? I forgot. Sa Esha Purushottama, Sa Sarvavid, Sarvavid, is that it? What's the first line? Sarvabhavena Bharata? One who knows me, that's not the 18, is it? That's the last line. What's the first line? Come on, where's all the pundits here? Anyway, this verse in the 15th, Sa'esha Purushottama, Sa'sarvavid. Therefore, in the Vedas and in the material world, I am known as a Purushottam. Purushottama. He's the Uttama Purusha. We're all tiny little Purusha we're trying to enjoy. Prabhupada said sometimes artificially, although the male is the enjoyer, actually we're all female. Somehow or other, we're enjoyed by Krishna. But we enter the spiritual world, and who was speaking about this the other day, we become also the coward boys. But we don't identify with any mundane male. But in the material world, everyone's trying to be the enjoyer. Sometimes the ladies, they want to be dressed up like a man, or they get their body changed a little bit here and there. They want to enjoy. They think they're having a better time somehow or other. But actually, no matter what, how you mitigate, how you adjust, there's not really any pleasure there in the material world. Can't be had. Only in shelter. There's some example is given that the tiny fish can swim upstream, whereas an elephant, very strong, he can be swept away by the current. So he's very strong. So 13th chapter describes how Krishna is seeing. Upadrashta. Upa means the overseeing. He's overseeing. Maya Dyakshena. Adyakshena refers to the eye. Maya Dyakshena, what is it? Prakriti Suyate Satcharacharam. Hetranana Konte. Jagadvi Pariparatate. The whole universe is going on, and he is seeing. He's seeing first. Prabhupada also gave the example, you think your hand, you're eating some prasadam or something. We should think that this hand is actually Krishna. Sarvadapa. All of the hands are Krishna's, and all spread everywhere. Anta Bahir, Abhasthitam. He's within, without. Sukshmatat, very subtle. Material world means gross. Everybody's, the most gross person tries to take over the everything. We see that. Big dogs, big politician dogs, they're very gross. They're not like a Rajarshis or something. Nowadays in Kali Yuga, so they're very gross, not subtle. Krishna is very subtle. Just like the Harinam. It can be chanted very subtly and very beautifully. Sometimes it's not chanted so beautifully. The example of the sun is given here. Let's see, what was it saying? I just read it. Anyway, the sun god. So Krishna was instructing the sun god. When Arjuna was seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra, he was describing that even Baba Yugapad Utita, even if millions, tens of thousands of suns arose, then so the sun is insignificant, but sometimes Krishna is compared to the sun. Narayana Sahasi Jas and Asani Vishtas described how we meditate on Narayana in the sun. Narayana Sahasi Jas and Asani Vishta. And Yachakshareisa Savita, although the sun is there, Govinda Mari Purushantamaha. It's going on by the will of Govinda, little Govinda. So he's the shelter of everything. Sangashraya Mayabhata Janda Sangashrayanga Seti. And he's lying down in the ocean, causal ocean. Seti Sakshat Karnam Bodhi Madhye. But they're all taking shelter. Everyone is taking shelter. Even the Mahavishnu, he's taking shelter. Yakkarnana Vajali Bhajati Smayoga Nidram. He's lying, relaxing, and taking shelter. Krishna says he is the Purushottama, the source of everything, including the super soul. In the sixth chapter of the Gita, there's some verses describing Ikshite, Sarvabhutashtam Atmanam Sarvabhutanita, Ikshite Yoga Yuktatma. One who sees that the super soul and I are none different, Krishna says. So, in the beginning, or we have to establish this sambandha relationship with Krishna. And so it's recommended we see atmaupamyena. To become a very elevated yogi, Krishna tells Arjuna, atmaupamyena yena sarvatra sampashati Arjuna sukam va yadibhadukam. Every living entity, jive doya, one has mercy toward all living entities in their happiness and misery because he sees their atmanam sarvabhuteshu. He sees them as himself. Therefore, like Chanakya Pandit says, Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu Loshka. He doesn't have any attachment for anything. He sees gold. This is described in the beginning of the sixth chapter, Loshtavat, whether it's a stone or gold, he sees it equally. These are the categories. Even in the 16th, in the 13th chapter, if you see Ketragya, that verse where he says in the beginning, Krishna tells Arjuna, Ketragyayo, there's the field of activities and the knower of the field, and the super knower, the three things. And then Krishna gives a very detailed explanation of what is knowledge. Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Chanta, it's not just this body, but there's so many details there. And one of the things it says that acharya pashanam shocham, one has to become very pure, he has to take shelter of the guru. And then Prabhupada also says that without this important feature, taking shelter of a guru, ashray, then the other things are not so important. But unless one gets the shelter of the guru, Krishnaika Sharan, and does this, six symptoms of surrender are there. He has to shelter. So therefore, devotees are always praying to the guru. Kripa Bindu Diya, give me one drop of your mercy. I'm simply running after you to give me a drop of your mercy. We have to get guru. Adal Guru Ashraya, Sadharma Pritya. The first thing, there's so many things, 64 items. The first thing is Adal Guru Ashraya. In the beginning, one surrenders to the guru. Very beginning, Adal Shraddha has some little faith. Adal Shraddha, Tathak Sadhu Sangha. And then he takes Sadhu Sangha, Janashrayavati. He wrote some shloka, Janashrayavati, said about Ambarish Maharaj, how his senses, he's the most exemplary person, that all of his senses, although he was a king, so it's a very important thing to notice, and it's quoted many times. It's not like we always go into the highest realms, but we have to understand the ABC also. How to take shelter with the devotees, Shrimat Chalasya, Rasanam Tarapite, take the Tulsi, to Padabhi Vandane, go to the temple, bow your head to Krishna, Savayamana Krishna Padada Vindayo, Vachanksi, to use your speaking ability to speak something, either speak Mahamantra or speak some Shastras. Savayamana, the mind, first thing mentioned. Savayamana Krishna Padala Vindaya, that Ambarish Maharaj, he brought his mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. Savayamana Krishna Padala Vindaya Vachanksi Vaikuntha Gunana Varnane. Vaikuntha refers to Krishna also. Sometimes he's called Vaikuntha. And Gunarna Varnane, all the qualities of Krishna you're describing. Yat Padashraya Viryata. Therefore, this gives you power in the material world. Everyone's after power. But this is the real power. The only real power is that we can describe Krishna. Just imagine, we're powerless. Prabhupada used to sing this one prayer. It's in the Stotra Ratna. Bhavanta mevanu charan narantara prashanta nishesha manola tantra kadaham aikantaka nitya kinkara. To become kinkara means, what can I do? It's completely subordinate. I'm fully... When Prabhupada would come to anyone's temple, then everyone would go, oh, what can I do? What can I do? If you see such a person, the perfection of the eyes, Sudurabha Bhagavata Iloke, is the perfection of the eyes to see such a person, and the perfection of the speaking, what is that verse? Is Sudurabha, is very rare to get such a person. And we're getting the association of Prabhupada in his purports. No one should think, we can see the videos. It's non-different. We see the picture, we hear the purports. So this is the perfection. So therefore, that Yamunacharya is praying, Bhavanta mevanun charan narantara. Narantara, I want constant engagement at the lotus feet of the guru. Prashanta nishesha. And if this will give us prashanta, we're always after peace. But this is the platform of prashanta nishesha manola tantra. And to stop the mind from running all over the universe, kadaham. He's praying, when will I get that? When will I get that? Oh, I missed it. One moment lost. Another hour, another day. Kadaham aikantaka nitya kinkara. To become not only always the servant, not just sometimes 5 minutes, but I want always. Nitya. So we get a taste, it builds up. Nitya kinkara. Kadaham aikantaka nitya kinkara. What does it say? Prahashi Shami Sanata Jiva. Prabhupada gave an example that there was some dog. They were walking on the beach, and this dog was coming. So the devotees were going, huh, huh. This Prabhupada showed us this method of getting rid of dogs sometimes. Stamp your foot. Didn't always work. Devotees try it, didn't always work. It worked sometimes. Prabhupada do it, it would work. But at this particular occasion, the dog was coming, and devotees were, huh. And Prabhupada said, why are you chasing him away? He knows these are sadhus. They will give me some shelter. Then he quoted that verse from Yamunacharya, Stotra-ratna, that he wants his shelter. And the Vaishnava is also like the dog. Tomara kukor. Kukor means dog. Vaishnava Thakur, your great acharya, I am your dog. Let me take shelter of you. So in the first, we have to take shelter of the guru. We are directly Krishna. No. Sometimes some learned, thinking they're very learned persons would go to see Prabhupada in India. They have some knowledge. They say, we have to take shelter, Swamiji, of Bhagavan. He said, no. This is nonsense. Guru first.
You directly cannot go to Krishna. Must take shelter of the Guru. Because this is concoction, Prabhupada said. So, therefore, Prabhupada said, this dog is coming. These are sadhus. He knows it. Therefore, he wants to take shelter. And we're driving him away, just see. So, and then he compared that dog, the Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement, Vaishnava Thakur, Tomar Kukura. What's the rest of it? Ara? Janiya Bolia? More. This is how we should think, right? What does it say exactly? Janiya Bolia More? What is it, Bengali, that line? What does that mean? This is what I'm saying or thinking?
Accepting.
Arasab, what is it? Others are uselessly working. What is that last line? Arasab kore akar. They're uselessly working. Those who are not taking shelter. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to become the dog. What to speak of us? I will stay and keep out Maya. Not that the Guru requires that, but Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati had one saying that you're all my bandha, you're all my friends because you're keeping away Maya. So the Guru is hoping that we're keeping out Maya. Guru may not need us for that, but still, Bhakti Siddhanta was so humble and so advanced at the same time. He was saying, you're all my shelters, and what can I do for you? So that is the characteristic of Guru. Jive doi Krishnanam sarva dharma shara. He knows that the ultimate occupation is to give out this holy name. Namashraya kore jatam. Okay. So Prabhupada is giving some funny, interesting analogy thing here. Even if you accept, there's no difference. Just if we read this again. Even accepting, there's no difference between super soul and individual soul. Okay. With no difference, this is totally impersonalism. We want to merge. Just like Shankaracharya says, I will give you one shloka. You won't have to know all the shastras. He's telling all the common men. Because Shankaracharya was very learned. Even though he was young, he took sannyas at 8 or something. And he was so advanced that people were mind-boggled. This kid is so smart. Still. But he did say, Bhaja Govinda Mudhamate. In the end, he said, you take shelter of Govinda, you mudhas. But still, they misinterpret Shankaracharya. But Shankaracharya is saying, Eka shloka, I will give you this one shloka by knowing what is that philosophy he's giving? Paramatma jivayar ekam. That the Paramatma and the individual soul are all one. So Lord Chaitanya was quoting this to Prakashananda in Benares, and explaining all that. He didn't realize, wait a minute. And Prakashananda, his disciples, they were like, wow, we really never. Because he was acting very, he was so humble, Mahaprabhu, but they still, Tumi Sakshat Narayan, they were seeing, he's Narayan. Impersonalists, they think everyone is God. You are Narayan, Namo Narayana. They see some. Especially a sannyasi, danda grahena matrena. If you take a danda, the ekadanda, one stick, namo narayana, then you become narayana. Huh? Bhavet? Namo narayana bhavet. You become narayana, you just take your danda. And then they're seeing daridra narayana, but they don't have transcendental vision. No, the super soul enters into the dog, but that dog is not Narayan, no. The super soul is Narayan, but not the dog himself. See, there's a difference. If they're all one, then Prabhupada said, why don't you wear a cotton ball while you're wearing a blanket? Well, Mahaprabhu, his mother was explaining to him, and he was saying, no, everything is one, And he was testing her. He was just a little boy, three, four years old, and he was... Well, he was eating the mud, he was in the stack of dirty pots. And he was presenting this Mayavad philosophy. And she explained to him, no, Nimai, you see, earth, that's true, everything is earth, but if I take an earthen pot, I can carry water. If I take a brick, I can build a building. They're different. oh, wow. Hmm. But you don't let me go to school. He was trying to get, because they were afraid he would go off and take sannyasa, so they wouldn't let him go to school. So he said, well, you should teach me this philosophy more. Of course, he's Nimai Pandit, he knows all philosophy. So it's not one, no. Brick, cotton ball's not the same as the blanket. The thread is not the same. So we have to see the utility. But the impersonalist, papanchakataya buddha hari sambandhi vastuna mamukshubi parityago vairagyam phalgu. This is phalgu vairagya. This is just a false vairagya, it's not real vairagya. They're giving up everything and rejected. They don't pay any utility. Prabhupada used to give the example, impersonal guru, if you have to offer him rupees, he put his hand behind back. Well, not nowadays. I guess some of them did it. Vaishnava takes the money, knows how to use it. But if one is afraid, oh, so of Maya, I'll fall down. Even our Jagannath Das Babaji used to take rupees, or at least his servant would take the rupees and stash it. But they're not attacked. Chasmada sakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hyachalan karma paramapnoti. It's never attached. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming, showing this vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam shikshartam eka puruja. He's teaching all these things. By reading Bhagavatam, we need that. This is our university college education. But then, what is now shelter? We have to find out. Even Bhagavatam says, Ado Guru Vashraya. Hangse Guru, Bhaktyanu Vritya. There's so many statements there. Vishabde is telling his sons, you have to accept the Guru, who is a Paramahamsa Guru, Hamsa. So it's there. But in Kali Yuga, hardly anyone is in their status. So with all our background knowledge is here in the Bhagavatam. And further knowledge we're getting from Kaviraj Goswami, Prabodhananda Saraswati. Techanya Chanya Charane Prayatu. We have to surrender there to Chaitanya Chandra. Okay, and those who have surrendered to him especially. But even Prabhupada says, even accepting that, he says, this you're still dependent on the super soul for being liberated from the illusion of material energy. So even if you say you are the super soul, so you're liberating yourself, it sounds funny actually. The individual is under the clutches of illusory energy, therefore, although qualitatively one, the super soul, he is under the illusion of identifying himself with matter. And to get out of the illusory conception of factual life, he has to depend on the super soul to be recognized as one with him. Just see. It reminds me that in the last months, then Allen Ginsberg, who tried to be some kind of impersonal Buddhist at different times, mostly he was sense gratifier, but he still had some ideas. So he wrote one letter, one postcard to Prabhupada, and I just happened to be in the room, and TKG was reading that postcard. Prabhupada, Allen Ginsberg has written one postcard. So Prabhupada said, yes, you can read it. So he said that he was practicing, he was in Thailand, or practicing non-theistic Buddhism, because some types of Buddhism is, it's supposed to be non-theistic, theoretically, but it's more devotional. Around the temple in Hawaii, there's about 10 Buddhist types of temples, Korean Buddhists, and Vietnamese Buddhists, and Zen Buddhists, and Chinese, Japanese, every type of Buddhist. They're quite different. The Zen Buddhists have a sign on their outside their temples, a small place with rocks outside, nothing growing. And it says, visitors not welcome. seems appropriate for Zen Buddhists because they're totally, some of them are quite, they have incense burning and they offer fruit to Buddha and like that. So anyway, Ginsberg was saying like that. And so Tamal Krishna said, so Prabhupada, should we write to him? I'm saying, yes, you can tell him to pray to his non-theistic deity for my improved health. So obviously, if you have non-theistic, you won't have a deity, but Prabhupada is always seeing there has to be some deity. Well, the impersonalists, they have some deity temporarily, and they get rid of it also. I'm sure Allen Ginsberg didn't have any deity, but it was a funny kind of thing. pastime. Okay, so any statements to the contrary here?
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. I don't have so much a statement, I have more so a question. You mentioned again and again the importance of taking shelter of the Guru. And I found my Guru Subhag Maharaj many years ago, but I feel like I've never properly taken shelter. Like it hasn't
been. Who's your Guru?
Subhag Maharaj.
Okay.
And
You stayed with him periods of time?
I was with him in Kolkata for some time, and I spent some time with him in Mayapur as well. And if I'm first class anything, it's a first class rascal. And you know, I made some mistakes, and I've been away now for like 2 years.
Away where?
I got separated and from my wife and divorce and.
Away means you didn't chant, or you went to the moon?
I wasn't chanting. I was living 17 minutes away and only a
17
month.
17 minutes from here?
Yes, Prabhu. Hmm. And just.
By walking or by?
By car. And I feel like that's not taking shelter. If you're not following, are you truly taking shelter? And I guess that's my question. And having had that experience and now coming back.
I saw you here. What are you talking about? When did you come here? I saw you here like months ago.
No, two and a half years now, Prabhu. Okay,
for me, 2.5 years. When you get to be, you know, past 75, 2.5 years is like 5 seconds.
So maybe I don't have to feel so horrible, but is that the question? Is what can I do now, having committed this mistake and this offense, to rectify it? Or
you're asking me? Huh?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. When people would like come back to Prabhupada, he would say, you just continue, you know. Or sometimes if they were now giving up sannyas or something, that, oh, you just continue like that, and whatever, wherever you are, you just pick up it. I don't see anything dramatic. But if you could stick around the temple during the day, unless you have a job, then you could do service around the temple. You chant 24-hour kirtan here. Or you could go to, you've been to India recently?
I'm going back, and so I'm doing book distribution every single day now, starting Monday, and then I'm going back in 45 days. So in regards to service, I'll be doing that, and then in 45 days, I'll be going back to Mayapur, and it'll be the first time in 2.5 years that I reconnect.
2.5 years? I haven't been to Mayapur in 6 years, so. 2.5 is not much. Anything else?
So I think it's very good that you're quoting so much. Really. I feel that all speakers of Bhagavatam should do some quoting. It's very, very good.
They should do what?
Quote verses, like how you're quoting. That's very good. You know, you're setting a great example. Srila Prabhupada used to do that.
I'm over-quoting.
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning, you opened your statement like saying that people go to college and accumulate so much knowledge, useless knowledge. But I kind of missed the point.
What? I don't remember. Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
You were talking about?
Well, it was not in the very beginning. I just said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying people are after knowledge, probably gave a interpretation, a little tweak to it, but basically if we get it from Prabhupada, we know we're getting the real deal. So he said, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur in other places, he says, Mayavai Bhav, that this Jada Vijaya Maya, this is Jada Vijaya.
Tumar Bhajane Bhada, Anitta Sansare Mohajan Maya, Jivke Karaye Gadha.
Gadha means an ass. Donkey. You have become a donkey. You became a sudra. Like Prabhupada says, you went and got your college degree, maybe PhD, and then you have to go wagging tail like a dog and say, give me job. No. Real knowledge means you become Brahman. And Brahman is completely independent of, he doesn't beg anything. He does his Yajan Yajan Patan Patan Dhanapati Graha. Six basic things. He does yajna, he teaches it, he studies, he teaches this philosophy, and Dhanapati Graha, he gets charity, somebody gives him, he gives it out immediately. In the evening, he has nothing left if he gets, not that he's attached, sometimes we hear about this. Yes. But so, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, probably was joking also, he saw a Tailawala, you know, in Calcutta they have the guys are dragging like donkeys, they're dragging big carts, two stories tall, full of things, you know. And he has a Brahmin thread. Someone is yelling at him, oh, Pandit. The Prabhupada thought, how he's a Pandit? Why he has to drag this poor guy? He should act like a Brahmin. This is what the Brahmin does, not dragging huge. This is for a burden. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was saying, Jada Vidya, it's Vidya, but it's Avidya, it's Jada Vidya, it's the knowledge of this material world. Jada means the ignorance, or like Jada Bharat, he was acting like an ignorant person. So Jada Vidya Maya Vaibhav, Janamiya, what was it? It is the source of all illusion. And therefore, Prabhupada gave the example that he considered the university education to be like going darker into darker, more into darkness. Unless you're very intelligent, he said, you'll be able to not come out of it, come out of it without being lured by Maya, the opulence of Maya. But he said, if you want the essence of knowledge, I'm giving you right now. And if you can't keep that one statement, two, three lines of Bengali, then what is the use of all your knowledge? You're just getting more and more and more. You're going deeper into darkness. Just like, and Prabhupada gave this elaborate examples of how, I just read it, it's amazing. And Prabhupada's talking about this illusory energy and how they're creating this ugra karma. And he says it so many times. Kshayaya jagato hita ugra karmana. And etam drishtam avashtabhyam. So, a devotee, if he takes, what is it? We just had that verse. Etad ishanam ishasya prakriti stopi tad gunai. If one understands Krishna, how he's beyond the beyond material nature, and he takes shelter there, then that person, tarashraya, he also goes beyond the material nature. Namam kamani limpanti name kama palais paiti mam yobhijanati kama bhi. Verse in the fourth chapter of the Gita. So, but if by getting all the knowledge, you just fall into illusion, what was the use? And you're just working like a dog. You got all the PhD, but you had to go to NASA, you had to go create bombs and things to kill people. Kshayaja, ugra karma, horrible things, meant to destroy the world. Etam dushna vashtava nasht altmana opa, then your booty is alpa, not is alpa buddha. So, therefore, the essence of all that, if you lost the essence, then you lost the whole thing. You didn't get the Shah, he said. Namashah. Janaha Shah, you should know what is the Shah. Sharam Saram Samudakam. Bhagavatam is said to be Shah, it means nectar, it means cream. The cream is the nectar of the milk. So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you should take the essence. Not all this ugra karmana. So you learn so many things, but you had to end up, as you used to say when I was in New York, working for the man. No, you still have to work, that's true. But at least one should not propagate this ugra karma, creating so many things. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm just getting orders from my boss. But yeah, but this is a gas chamber, you're going to kill so many people. This is a bomb that's going to kill so many innocent children. Yes, but I have to pay my bills. So by paying bill, you're killing little innocent kids. Okay, anything else? No, okay, Haribo.